Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, the New Orleans band Dumpster Funk, are keeping the true funk alive. No better place to do it than from New Orleans. No better people than Ivan and Ian Neville of the Neville Brothers Clan, who make it sound so strong. They have a new album, Dirty Word, which has a number of guest stars, including Ani DeFranco, who lives in New Orleans, and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We'll start off with a performance from Dumpster Funk of Blue Wave. There you go, a funk song about the blues from Dumpster Funk, who are playing live for us today. They've got a new album called Dirty Word, and I'm surrounded by this band. Got a pair of Nevilles, pair of Neville cousins, Ivan and Ian. Ivan on the keyboards, clavinet, B3. Ian on the guitar. Pair of bassists, Tony Hall is actually playing guitar on that one, and Nick Daniels. And one powerhouse drummer with Nikki Glaspie here as well. Welcome, guys. I'm really glad you could come on by.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm going to ask kind of facetiously, who's the leader of this band? And I say that because I'm...
Me.
See, there you go.
Me.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
No. Definitely not me. No.
And definitely not me.
Big Pat.
Well, I'd say Big that Pat. Because... Because Ivan, you got the band together in the first place,
yeah.
to play a gig at Jazz Fest, but that was almost 10 years ago. So
yes, it was. Yeah.
Must be some changes around here.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, basically, when we started it, I wanted it to have a band. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't want all the responsibilities and whatnot. I ain't want the pressure on myself. So I got some other chiefs. You know,
definitely.
We just take turns driving.
Yeah, there are not any sidemen in this band, I noticed. Either.
No, we're a band.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, Ivan and Ian, you guys come from the first family of funk in New Orleans. And, Ian, did you, as a kid, feel, you know, like you had to go into the family business?
No, there was no, like, forcing into that direction or pressure, but it was just being around the whole time since I was, you know, zero, basically. It was purely accidental, I think.
When did you pick up guitar?
When I was like fifth grade, 11-ish, yeah.
And what were you interested in doing? You want to be a lead player? You want to be a rhythm player?
I just, at that time, it was just there, and it seemed like a good something to do at the time. And then I ended up not quitting doing it, and, you know, here we are. I got a bass like a couple years or so after I got a guitar, and I just stuck with those, you know.
On this record, you got Flea to come in as if you needed another bass player, but to come in and play on the record and a bunch of other folks. What was that experience like, getting people to come in to play with you guys in the studio?
Most of it was pretty accidental, actually. Except, I mean, we had Tony had a song called "Raise the House," and we knew that it was more of a traditional New Orleans kind of second line tune, and we figured we were going to get Rebirth Brass Band to play on that, and Trombone Shorty, and then Ian's dad, our Papa Funk, Art Neville, happened to be coming to the studio one day, and we put him on that song as well. So that makes that, I mean, it's like, that's like three generations of New Orleans legends, like Trombone Shorty, we got Rebirth, and Art Neville on one song. And then the others were... Annie DeFranco, she's married to Mike Napolitano, who mixed the record, and their studio was in their house, in her living room. So she's walking around her house, I assume, and she's listening to some music that her husband's mixing, and then some dumpster funk stuff. She took it upon herself to put some vocals on a song which was intended to be an instrumental called Dirty Word, the title track. And then he played it for us. We were like, oh, cool. Ani's on the record now. And then Flea.
Amazing.
Flea happened to be in New Orleans doing something with the Chili Peppers. And me and Ian went and picked him up. And we took him to have some food in New Orleans. That's what you do. And then we ended up going to the studio. And we put a bass in his hand. And he played on the song. And that's kind of what it was. And then our friend Skerrick played on a tune, a couple of things. And he showed up. He's been on... recordings.
He's played with you guys for a bunch.
Yeah, he's been on a... Yeah. He's a pretty much an unofficial member of Dumpster Funk in a way, kind of, you know? I mean, he's one of the guys that has played with us, and he's more than just a guest when he does stuff with us. And so it all kind of worked out, you know?
Now, there are bands out there that have two drummers, but there are not a whole lot of bands out there with two bass players. And Ivan, that was kind of your idea from the top?
Well, basically, who do I want to call? Either Tony or Nick to play in the band, and call both of them. That's pretty much it. And like, oh, cool.
Well, all right, let's hear some more. Dumpster Funk has a new album called Dirty Word. And where are we going to go to next?
We'll be going to Song for All the Music Lovers called Dancing to the Truth.
3, 4. Fire is fire, and that's just what's real.
Water, you be crying water.
That is Water finishing up an amazing set from Dumpster to Funk in our cafe studios today. And that's a Graham Central Station tune.
Yes, it is.
And I was wondering if Nick or you or Tony wanted to talk a little bit about Larry Graham as a bass player, because so much of what we know as funk comes from a lot of his innovations.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's the first thing.
He started popping before anybody else, although a few other people tried to take that credit, but he started it.
And I noticed you guys kind of went back and forth popping on that a little bit. So,
well, that's pretty much all his stuff. I mean, we, you know, kind of veer away just a little bit, but it's mainly his lines, you know, that we were really influenced by that song. I like that song. When it first came out, even though I was a baby. but no, I mean, all Sly stuff. I mean, all the stuff Graham did, all his Graham Central Station records. I mean, it's just amazing. The stuff still sounds good right now to this day. It's timeless.
It's timeless.
Well, you know, hearing you guys do that, it got me thinking about how unusual this band is. Because in a lot of ways, when you hear a funk band, it's kind of like a museum piece. You know, it goes back and they play the repertoire from the 70s and they do that kind of thing. But you guys are really unusual in that you're a living, breathing funk band. And it seems kind of unusual. Ivan, what's the state of the funk today?
I mean, we're doing all we can to keep it going. I mean, and that's the one cool thing, very cool thing about this band is that the elder statesmen, the guys that we three of us grew up listening to that music on the radio when it was out in the 70s, the early 70s, late 60s, and whatnot, which is a major thing. That's a major part of what we are and who we are. And so, you know, we got Ian and Nikki. That's bridging the gap. You know, we got a whole nother generation. We got two generations in this band, and that's helping to keep it fresh as well, you know. So, and it's like we obviously borrowing from the things that we were influenced by and the music that we love, and to keep it going and to try to make it, keep it fresh. It's like it's a challenge every day, but that's what our goal is.
I think it's automatic. We don't really try; it just happens. Yeah, you know, it just happens. And I have to say, the whole thing about the funk thing is soulful music. I mean, you know, you put the label on this funk; it's funky, but it's soulful music. And sometimes that word kind of tends to scare people for some strange reason I have not figured out yet.
It's a dirty word.
But well, that's the same reason why there's no genre as such as funk. And you know,
I understand.
When you look for genre.
But that is music that they would dance to before anything else. I mean, as soon as it come on, you know, they hitting the floor.
Yep.
Well, you guys sound absolutely fantastic. I'm really glad you could come in. So thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
So much.
Thanks.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.